G.I. George is positively apoplectic watching the news on the flat screen over the bar at the pilot house in the South End Marina. Torture, he's snarling. They can't handle torture. They'd rather see those Arabs blow us up in our sleep than interrogate the... Jerry, the night bartender, hits the channel changer and the Senate's committee's report on the CIA becomes 2.5 men. Charlie Sheen smirking with a cocktail in his hand and a girlfriend with 38 spilling into the camera. Usually a pilot house pacifier, but not tonight. George is threatening to waterboard Jerry if he doesn't turn the station back to Fox News. Little Jimmy votes with his empty beer bottle for Charlie Sheen and his lady friend, and out of sheer contrariness, I second the motion. "Who's with me on this?" George shouts. He's standing up and he's ready to hit Omaha Beach, or Tyee Beach in this case, but he's getting no takers. "Call up Dick Cheney," I prod, "see if he wants any more sunlight on the subject." Jerry shoots me a warning as he wipes a glass with his bar towel. Politics and liquor, a flammable cocktail, and he's seen too many fires. George is scowling at me now. "You creepy little draft dodger," he growls. "Too old for Iraq, George, too young for Korea. I missed all the good ones." I watched George calculating my age, see if maybe I should have been in Vietnam like all the other drafter patriots. But he's not certain enough to go for my skinny jugular. George, we all know, lost a brother those last days of the Saigon evacuation, and he's bitter, even after 40 years. He's got 2 American flags on little antennas off the roof of his Hummer that look like the Star Spangled Banner after 200 years of Hurricane Sandy. But I can see if I say one more wise-ass thing, he's going to waterboard me in the men's room, so I say, "George, let's agree to disagree, okay?" I know, it's a stupid cliche, and I feel small for saying it, but George heaves himself back down at the bar and sighs. "Geez, Jerry," he finally says. "That Charlie Sheen is a total..." Jerry pours him another whiskey sour on the house and says, "Yeah, but he's a funny..."